USA Radio News.
The COVID relief bill passes the House. The American Rescue Plan approved early Saturday morning. The almost $2 trillion bill now goes to the Senate. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy among those opposing the bill this week.
Mr. Speaker, let me be clear. The swamp is back. Every day since January 20th, Democrats have sided with their special interest allies and ignored the real needs of the American people.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill offers a bold solution for a once-in-a-lifetime crisis. She adds the bill will protect American lives and get our economy back on track. Another COVID vaccine closer to approval. Federal health advisors Friday announcing their support for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA must grant emergency use authorization before the vaccine can be distributed. They promise to respond rapidly. This would be the third vaccine approved, but the only one requiring just one dose. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden glad to hear the news about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine moving closer to final approval. Biden in Houston on Friday, he says we'll get back to normal, but we have to unite.
If there's one thing I know about America, it's this. Americans never give up. They never give in. They never cry uncle. They just struggle, innovate, and they preserve and persevere. We're going to get through all of this, I promise you. And we're going to do it together. Together.
Biden also in Texas to discuss emergency relief efforts following the deadly winter storm. He promises the federal government will be partners to help the state recover and rebuild for the long haul. Biden yesterday also discussing the military strike he ordered in Syria this week. The strikes aimed at Iran for supporting militia groups that U.S. officials believe have attacked American troops. Biden says Iran should be aware that it cannot act with impunity. An Iraqi official says one fighter was killed. A London-based human rights group reports at least 22 people killed, but the Pentagon not releasing any casualty numbers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker taking aim at big tech. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley speaking Friday at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. He says the GOP needs to approach these big businesses the way the party used to.
The Republican Party, once upon a time, we were the party of trust busters. You know what? I mean, we invented the concept, basically. It's time to reclaim that legacy. And not just for big tech, but for all of the huge multinational corporations that have sold us out to China, that have sold out our workers, that have sold out our jobs. They need to be broken up.
He says if something isn't done, America could become an oligarchy. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa to speak Saturday at CPAC. On Friday, he talked to the Epic Times and said there's no reason the government should call for vaccinated Americans to wear a mask. Here's John Clemens.
The comments from Congressman Issa came while the member of the GOP from California spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference that's underway in Orlando.
For the first time ever, here is a series of vaccines, safe and effective, 95%+ effective. And what's happening? They're telling us to leave our mask on, to continue social distancing. That's absurd. The reality is that the benefit of taking this safe and effective vaccine is so you can get about your life, go back to doing things as usual.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.